rise, let it rise, let it rise from your spirit. Shina bantaya ne sufidiane. Shina la lo sane. Shina la lo saya. Oh Lord, we worship, we worship. We adore your name, your name. You're the reason we live. You're the reason we move and have our being. Hey, la, 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 ba, dosa. Oh, it's all because of Jesus. Shelelele na ya na ye la 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 basa telele. And you are the reason why I lift my hands. Why I lift my voice. Why I sing to you. Yes, Lord. And you are the reason I'm alive today. I am here to say, all because of you. Come on, join me, sing. He's the reason. You are the reason why I lift my hands, Lord. Why I lift my voice. Why I sing to you. Oh, you are. We have come to say, Lord, it's all because of you. One more time, you are the reason. You are the reason why we lift our heads. Why we lift our voices, Lord. Why we sing to you. Oh yes, oh yes. You are the reason we're alive today. We've come to say, Lord, it's all because of you. Oh, you are the reason. You are the reason. You are the reason. And you are the reason. 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 C'est la la dans cette année. Ela la la ba dos tene na ya ba. Sheni na na ya, sheni na ya ya. Ela pipeni na ya ma. Oh, come and lift your voices wherever you are. He's the reason we live and have our being. He's the reason we're alive today. He's the reason we're called sons of God. Sane balo sane liana yana. Oh, come and let his praises rise. Let his praises rise. Let his worship rise. Oh, shatalabaye. Come and let it rise from your spirit this morning. Oh, let it fuel your atmosphere. Satela manela no salabayane. You are, yes, you are, you are. Hela na yelele, hela la ba ya na ne, hela la ba sutele ni. Oh, you're the reason, Lord. Hela la 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 ba no sutele. I'm gonna let it rise. Just love upon the Father. He's the reason. Shete kelele no sa ya bande.
Shelele le 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 le
Jesus, you love me. Forever, Lord. Somebody raise your
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We honor you. Thank you. Yep. Thank you, Father. Thank you. What a great time again to get together with your word and the impact of your spirit in our corporate fellowship. Thank you, all right, for the revelations, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the revelations, the transformations that happen to us as we share your word together. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Welcome, all right, midweek service. And I trust that you're good. I believe that your week has been fine. Okay, tell me, what do you think about Mark Hankins? All right, tell me, all right, tell me. Say, you know, drop a comment right now, 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 now. All right, whether you're on Facebook or Spreaker, what do you think about Mark Hankins? I mean, he's a blessing, isn't he? They get to call him Mark Hagin, all right, because he's strongly influenced by Ken Hagin, which I believe that by now, a number of you are finding out that, hey, this man has chopped Ken Hagin. I mean, what a privilege for him. Ken Hagin happened to be his dad's friend, you know, so Hagin, you know, would come over to their church, come around to their house, and then he was, you know, a teenager. And then he would ask Ken Hagin questions, and, oh, you know, you know, but it's fun. I feel that's the same way some people feel about, you know, all of us today. I mean, I knew those people. They used to come to my house. They used to, you know, and then he grew on the things that Ken Hagin told him. And I remember I was telling his sister-in-law, who is a director in Rema. He said to her, I mean, if you don't go to Rema, you must be crazy, you know, something like that. I mean, because there was no, Ken Hagin didn't have a Bible school as at the time that he, you know, was going to Bible school. So he went to another Bible school. Ken Hagin didn't have one. But he's been influenced. Till date, he's still one of the most, I think if I have my facts correct, his sessions, you know, are like the, you know, most looked out for, right, at the Ken Hagin, you know, annual camp meeting that is still holding till now. I mean, Mark Hankins, everybody's like, you know, ha, 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 you know. So I believe you're learning and, the reason why I share that teaching is he basically threw out the importance of meditation, all right? So if you've heard the first and the second one, or if by now you've heard, you know, all of it, you would have a greater value for meditation, a greater value for it. But once again, it's not the hearer that is blessed, it's the doer, all right? So you and I have got to give so much importance to this beautiful art, called meditation, all right? So very, very important. So we'll just continue from where we stopped last week. We're still digging into the word. We ended at, you know, Matthew 12. So we'll pick it up again from Matthew chapter 12. One thing you and I have got to understand, I'm assuming I'm you know, you've listened to the message, right? Please. So I'm not talking to a message. I'm not here. I don't even know who the Mark Hankins is. I don't know what it sounds like. Let me say this. In the last couple of weeks, we've been giving out teachings. What are we doing and why? Your growth, your well-being is utmost. It's easy to serve in church and hide under commitment. It's easy to, you know, just look spiritual, look on fire, and then lack the needed depth. All we're working on, guys, here is depth. That how do we help everybody to understand the message? How do we help everybody understand the teaching? How do we help everybody? That's what we're working on. That's what we're dealing with. How that you and I must understand the word. Okay, last week we listened to How to Train the Human Spirit. And one of the points there, first point actually, meditate on God's word. And you were told there, begin 10 to 15 minutes every day. And Ken Hagin said, now that isn't much. So with Mark Hankins now, and then we have an opportunity to listen to a whole set of four messages in a whole week, it will transform us. It will bless us. I would like to ask, all right, give attention to this. We're building up. Lockdown is over, all right? We would, you know, announce by Sunday, you know, when we're resuming and all of that. And hey,
We look forward to all of us hanging out together. However, when we hang out, is it just a hangout? Is it just, oh, I've missed everybody? Paul wrote to Timothy and said the church is the ground and the pillar of truth. So it means here we communicate truth. What is truth? John 17, 17. Jesus says, sanctify them with, you know, my word. All right, your word is truth. So the word is truth. So when we get into God's word, when we come to God's word, we'll come to truth. When we fellowship, therefore, guys, we're coming together to hang out with truth, the truth of God's word. And it's something you and I must give that super importance to, like nothing else matters. Are you getting this? I'm saying this to plead, to beseech you, to beg. We're not trying to waste time. I know also that you might have your Bible study patterns or plans, but because God planted you in Spirit of Life Christian Center, God brought you here, okay? Because God brought you here, it means that what we're asking you to do is still part of the agenda that God will have you follow. If God leads you, all right, to have a pattern, this doesn't disturb it. And I'm going to say the next thing I'm about to say as a pastor. Now, I know we might have friends in very many churches and all of that. But so every sheep has a sheepfold. This is yours. All right. So you can't say, well, I have a Bible study pattern and you know, imported it from another sheepfold. It might seem good, but trust also what we're doing here. You can now add that. That will be secondary because this is your, you're planted in a house. So we must understand our place of planting and the importance of being planted. All right. Please, each of these Hagin Tapes messages, all right, they come from a series, and I've had to ask us, give attention to it and ask, please, ask for the series. So Matthew 12, from the 33rd verse of Matthew 12, Jesus said, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else you make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. The tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. So this is 33 to 37. So we'll just spend a bit more time, break it down, all right? So 33 again says, either make a tree good and its fruit good, or else you make the tree corrupt and the fruit corrupt. The tree is known by the fruit. So there's a tree, and then the tree has fruit. There's a tree, the tree has fruit. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else you make the tree corrupt and the fruit corrupt. The tree is known by fruit. 34, O generation of vipers, he's talking to these guys in front of him, all right? How can you bring forth good things, all right? How can you, all right, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So tree and fruit there is heart and mouth, all right? Tree and fruit, heart and mouth, or man, heart, mouth. Because you now come to the next verse, 35. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, will bring forth good things, all right? An evil man, out of the evil treasure, will speak forth evil things. So there's the man, the treasure, the things. The man, the treasure, the things. The man, the treasure, the things. And what you and I got to understand is, whoever the man is can influence his outcome in life. Whoever the man is can influence what he's doing or the things that come out of his life or the fruit his life is bearing. Whoever the man is can influence the fruit his life is bearing. Please get this. By changing, by working on, or by influencing the content in the heart. So you come from a humble background, very humble background. Poverty, things have been working, you struggled your way through school, you even struggle right now even though you have a job, or you're still in school, you're struggling, and all of that. Listen, like I said before, a number of us have been there. Trying to just borrow clothes, look good, and all, is you, like Jesus said, you know, when he was talking to the Pharisees, that you just make the outside of the cup clean, but you don't clean the inside. So this is not Jesus saying, walk on the outside, everything is fine. No, he's saying there's a treasure in the heart. Walk on the treasure. Walk on the treasure, child of God. Are you getting this? So, humble background. What do? You load up on what? God makes all grace abound towards me. That's 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, right? So that in all things, at all times, having all that I need, I abound. God makes all grace abound towards me. What are you doing? You're storing up. Because out of the abundance, not out of the teeny content of the heart, out of the abundance. So your heart needs to be full. Meditation comes in. And like I said, the meditation, which you've learned also, I believe, in listening to the message. Meditation is not silence. You say something. You whisper to yourself. You mutter this. You say. It now forms pictures. It drives you, but it's not just mental. It's not a mental work. It's a spiritual warfare. You are changing the direction of your destiny by rearranging and reprogramming yourself. Same for sickness. Same for insecurity and fear. You're just easily afraid. You can't sleep in the dark. You can't walk alone somewhere. It's at night. You can't, you know, you're easily petrified, easily scared. Your BP is rising. Whatever it is that is happening to you, you can tell yourself, those are the current outcomes of my life. I will walk on the heart. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, will bring forth good things. So a sick person, out of the healing and health in the heart, will bring forth healing and health. Are you getting that? But a healthy person who keeps entertaining, anybody can fall sick. Anybody can die. You. Anything can happen to anybody. Ah, it's only God that is saving everybody right now. Entertaining that, you are setting yourself up for danger. You guard your heart. You guard yourself. Please understand this. So an insecure person, a fearful person who loads up Psalm 91, loads up, 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, it will never come near me. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, it will never come near me. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, it will never come near me, because I'm inaccessible. I'm in a secret place of the Most High. You don't say it once. I told the story, you know, of many years ago. I was pastoring in Abeokuta then, and then I went to pay a visit, you know, some folk, and then it was a house with multiple rooms, and then, you know, there was someone not feeling too well. I ministered, you know, to the person, and then encouraged and said, hey, go meditate on God's word. Like 5 minutes later, and the person's hopping and skipping all around the place. I'm like, huh? Why didn't I say, yeah, I'm done. I've done what you asked me to do. I said, no way. No way. All right? You've got to understand how this thing works. This is not how it works. Most people assume they know what meditation is. All right? And that's what we're learning. And that's why I felt, let's fast forward this thing. Get this my common message. So I'm saying that again. Please listen to it. And don't just listen. Be a doer of the word. I beg you. Don't just listen. Be a doer of the word. All right? So listen well to the Makanon series. All right, please. So you load up on Psalm 91. God told Joshua, this book of law will not depart out of your mouth. You will meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous. Then you're going to have good success. So how is he going to speak the word? It won't come out of his mouth. And then he will meditate day and night. It means morning and night. But beyond morning and night, the Jewish person understands that day means 6 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. in the evening. Then he understands that nighttime is 6 p.m. in the evening to 6 a.m. in the next morning. So he says day and night. It means 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. night, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day. So day and night. All right. So I know we usually read it as morning and night. It's day and night. So daytime, nighttime, that means you're on the bike, you're in the restroom, things to say, I've had to encourage, we've had to ask. Even sometime early this year, if you remember, we did this thing on 1 Corinthians 13 and made it available. Do you still have it? A love confession. Do you have it? You know, so when you hear preachers say, oh, I made it on 1 Corinthians 13, sometimes they get to write it out, they cut it out, they put it on their phones. In fact, back then, when we learned most of these things, we didn't have phones. All right? So you hear, oh, I caught it on a card. I pulled my breast pocket. I was moving around. I caught it. Back then, when most of us learned these things, there were no cell phones. Now you have a cell phone. It could be your screensaver. I've had to have something I wrote, and then I made it the cover of my screen. So that when I look at my phone, it's what I look at. Truth is, I'll be sincere with you, sometimes you're quick to want to open the phone and get busy with what you want to get busy with, that you forgot you put something there. But then again, you remember. So do whatever it is that would remind you. Do better than just putting it there. You could paste something on the fridge and say, well, every time I go to the fridge, I'll see. But you know that every time you open the fridge, you just open this way and you want to do what you want to do. And then pick what you want and you don't slam it and read out before you walk away. You're already like on your way and then you shut the fridge door. All right. So for someone else, it works. If it doesn't work for you, what works for you? I have a few friends that set alarms on their phones. All right. They set alarms and then you find the phone beeping and say, what's that? I need to do my confession right now. And then, and then they begin to speak God's word. Or maybe because we're in a meeting or somewhere, say, okay, I'll shift it. But it's the alarm, confession time. Whatever you got to do to help you. To help you build consistency, to help you build consistency, whatever you got to do. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, will bring forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil treasure, will bring forth evil things. Can I spend a few minutes there again tonight? A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, will bring forth good things. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, will bring forth good things. A good man. Out of the good treasure of his heart will bring forth good things. Once that heart becomes corrupt, that man stops being a good man. It becomes a corrupt man. The heart is the determinant. The heart is the core. The heart is the center. That's why Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 says, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of your heart will flow the forces of life. Oh, you always get angry. You don't like when another driver cuts you up front. You don't like when someone talks bad about you. You don't like when you hear people are gossiping about you. You don't like, there are lots and loads of things you don't like. Right? But did you hear what Mark Hankin said again? If things easily get to you, the devil is setting you up. So rather than, I just don't like, I'm uncomfortable, me, I like to say the way it is, if we're not careful, we're hugging carnality. Well, may I say things? It's truth. Truth wasn't the only thing we were to use to judge our thoughts and our words. Is it lovely? Is it of good report? Is it of virtue? Is it of praise? If not, hold on your horses, please. Hold on your horses. Are you saying we shouldn't say things when it says you? By all means, say what needs to be said. But most times, I realize also, it's easy for people to say when they are the ones saying, not when they are the ones being corrected and receiving correction. So if that's your life, then you have a whole lot to work on. When you are good at saying, you could tell everybody else. And then when they tell you sulk, and then you feel bad, no, get off the nappy. Please, get out, get up, grow up. All right? And we all have a lot of growing up to do. So let's make it quick. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, will bring forth good things. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, will bring forth good things. A good man. So, what are the things I want to bring out? Do I have those things yet? No. Easy. Load up. Please get that. You load up. How do I load up? He now says 36. I say to you, every idle word that men speak, they'll give account. So, it's words. They'll give account on the day of judgment. So watch what you say. Beware of careless words. Beware. Ah, if that person leaves my life, man, I will die. Don't talk like that. Man, if my team loses game tonight, I go faint. Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, that's how fans talk, right? Get yourself out of some funny language. There are things you shouldn't say. Someone says, why? Can we have fun? Please have a load of fun. Bible recommends laughter as good medicine. Have a load of fun, but not with careless talking, not with foolish talk. Bible says corrupt communication should be far from our mouth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for the edifying. That's what the Bible said. So don't keep justifying, you know, corrupt communication. For every idle word that men will speak, they will give account in the day of judgment. 37 says, for by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. I would rather be justified by my words. I would rather be justified by my words. There's something King James says in Proverbs 6. All right. Now, some other translations don't put it that way, but King James does. In Proverbs 6 and the second verse, it says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken captive, all right, by the words of your mouth. KJV of Proverbs 6, verse 2. A snare is a trap. Did you get that? A snare is a trap. So you are trapped by the words of your mouth. I don't care. I get married whenever I want to get married. Don't talk like that. Anybody can die. We don't know who's next. Now, yes, some people say that they live to like 100. No problem. But don't be careless with the things you say. Don't be careless with your words. Don't be careless with your thoughts. You are snared by the words of your mouth. So that means if I will be trapped by the words of my mouth, hear me now, I can trap myself inside prosperity. As in, talk prosperity so much is what's running your life. You can trap yourself in so much health. Trap yourself. Rewrite your code. Charles Capps, a dear preacher of the gospel, gone home to be with the Lord a number of years ago, was a farmer. And then there's this plant called poison ivy. So once Charles Capps gets close to it, his skin reacts. He has to use calamine lotion. So he goes back there. He's wearing gloves and other protectives. And then the thing still affects him. Everybody says, common sense, don't go close to it. But he's farming. And then the thing is on the farm. So he goes to God's word and says, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. My skin will not react to poison ivy. I mean, at times like you wish you could tell people, so the next day, then it went, then nothing happened. But he said, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. My skin will not react to poison ivy. Then it happens again with all his protectives. Christ redeemed, he said he kept doing that till 6 months. After 6 months, he realized the reaction stopped. Then no protection and then no reaction. Now, literally, he could now peel off poison ivy from off a tree and he's not reacting. Why? He rewrote the code of his own system. He rewrote his own code. Please get this. Oh, I have allergy. I don't touch this. I don't touch that. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. You can rewrite that code. If it's not important to you, then leave it. No problem. Find the ones important to you and write the code. Rewrite the code. Rewrite it, please. Do you understand this? So you can trap yourself in health. Trap yourself in prosperity. Talk it. I remember Creflo Dollar sharing. Said he kept telling his wife, honey, I got a millionaire status. She said, yeah, right. But listen, your faith is not tell people. It's tell the mountain. Some of us leave the mountain, go and start telling people, I mean it though. You're not believing me, Abby. As in, I mean it though. As in, I mean it. Leave the people alone. You're the good man. Your job is work on the programming. Work on the programming. Work on the programming. I need to produce. Oh, good man. Out of the good treasure of the heart, will bring forth good things. So Creflo, you know, kept saying it to himself, based on scripture. All right? I mean, he was a hardworking preacher, all of that, based on scripture. So then y'all sit there and say, I have millionaire stats. I have millionaire stats. Based on scripture, hard work, thanksgiving, confession, love work, everything put together. But he kept saying, I have a millionaire status. It took quite some time. So one day, you know, maybe, you know, mail from the bank or something. Then he called his wife and said, honey, I told you I got a millionaire status. But he said today and then it happened next week. But you rewrite the code because someone else could have a million and then in 3 days he comes down to 2,000. Statistics show that those who win lottery end up broke. Quick money, like, you know, the Bible says money has wings and can fly. But it's because the mind wasn't well adjusted. Wasn't well adjusted. Rewrite the code from within. You are the seed of Abraham. You are the seed of, it means you're from the wealthiest family to exist. Everybody in Abraham's lineage is rich. Must I now be the richest of richest of richest? Personally, I'm not sure that should be anybody's goal, so you don't get yourself into trouble, all right? We'll talk a bit about that more on Sunday. Please be rich. As in, let the I there be very plenty. Rich. Sure, now. Because that's 2 Corinthians 9:8. God makes all grace abound towards us, so that in all things, at all times, having all that we need, we abound. I love that verse. In all things, at all times, having all that we need, we abound. Amplified extends it and ends by saying, you have good work and then you're available for every charitable donation. So your personal needs are met and you have plenty more to put in store. In fact, that, you know, a confession we learned from back then, from Charles Capps them, way back. I have an abundance and not lack, and I have plenty more to put in store. I have an abundance and I do not lack. I have plenty more to put in store. And then you talk the word. You talk the word again and again and again. You repeat the word. So please get these examples. You could deal with prosperity. Rewrite the code. I don't even know. Money just comes and runs away. Don't say that. But I'm being factual. Truth is not the only thing. Is it praiseworthy? Can you say, oh, glory be to God. Money just comes to me and runs away. I give you praise. Would you say that? It's not praiseworthy, so it should not be your meditation. So it's not just it's truth. That's how I feel. It's truth. It is not praiseworthy. Man, if I climb 10 steps, I just get tired. Now, there's nothing wrong with you saying it descriptively. All right, maybe I tell someone, I really need to work on myself. I don't like the way I'm panting. I don't like, so that's not a confession yet. All right? But when I say, me, I'm a very tired person. And me, I cannot, you've not seen me here. You think I'm heavy? I'm not, I'm just B. I'm B for nothing. I don't even have, Don't use words to, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken captive. Trap yourself with good words. Trap yourself with long life. That's so that death will say, hey, this one is gone. We try killing her, killing him, stop. This one, it can't die. Why? You have trapped yourself. A long life satisfies me. Your words have lined up with the thoughts in your heart and the pictures in your mind. Do you understand this, please? This is important to you and I. All right? Because this same Proverbs 4 lines up with Proverbs 18. 20 of Proverbs 18, all right? And 21. We all know 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it would eat the fruit thereof. What do you love? Oh, I love life. Then say it. I have an abundance and I do not lack. All things work together for my good. I'm blessed coming in and blessed going out. Say it. But I've been saying it for the last 3 months. Don't stop. You're not saying it because you just want it to happen once. You're saying it because this is your life and this is what you believe. And this is how the rest of your life is going to be. So say, you keep at it. Death and life are in the power of my tongue. Death and life are in the power of my tongue. Death and life are in the power of my tongue. So I love life, so I'm going to speak life. I'm going to think life. I'm going to speak life. I'm going to think life. I'm going to speak life. I'm going to think life. Do you understand that? Proverbs 18, 20. 20 says, out of a man's belly will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips will be filled. So speak. Rewrite the code. Disagree with the enemy. Glory to God. This is helping you, right? Very, very important. Rewrite the code. Disagree with the enemy. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, will bring out good things. What do you focus on? The treasure that is inside of your heart. So this thing is important. Not just, hey, I read my Bible. It's good to read your Bible. You should read your Bible. But you must also now create that moment of intelligent reprogramming. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says, we all, with open faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, were changed into the image. But you can't be changed if you're not looking. You look, then you're changed, all right? So this is what meditation does. Our eyes are on the scriptures, all right? Our mouth is speaking it. Our ears are hearing it. It's forming a picture inside us. So it's changing us. It's changing us. So you're moving from the weak, sickly, you know, easily infirmed person, immune system very low. You're moving from that person. It will take weeks, maybe months. It could take, and then you're changing. Sometimes it happens overnight. So that we don't just always teach it and just feel long time. No, sometimes overnight, seemingly. Sometimes, all right? But you move. You reprogram. You move from, you know, that person who's always struggling with acceptance to just know who you are in Christ. But these things don't happen without you and I getting into the Word. So Jesus said something in Matthew 13, all right? So I told us last week also we're going to do Matthew 12 and 13. So in Matthew chapter 13. So the 15th verse of Matthew 13, Jesus says, "For these people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, should understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them." You need to get this. I'll take it again. "For these people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed." So it mentioned their heart is gross, ears dull of hearing, eyes they have closed. It says, "Lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I will heal them." That convert there is also what I've been saying, reprogram. Reprogram. So imagine the person here is sick, all right, weak, not feeling well, and not able to enjoy healing. So Jesus says, once the person's eyes can see, if you can, where you are, check the verse as I'm reading it. That Matthew 13, 15. Don't just listen, please. Please. If you can. And if you're watching, if you could check the verse, please. All right. It says, "Lest at any time." That means the moment you fulfill this requirement, you get your healing. You get what you're looking for. You get your transformation. "Lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and be converted." See. That means not the see there is not, "Oh, I've seen the verse. I've seen it. So I've seen it now. I've qualified." No. It's you meditate until you catch a revelation. Sometimes the Holy Ghost, while you're just hearing the teaching right now, just boom, you know. I remember when God granted me revelation in Matthew 8:17. I had not meditated on it for days or weeks. It was the day I was reading it. I was reading my Bible. I must have said from Matthew chapter 1. I was in chapter 8 this particular day, and it was the 17th verse, Matthew 8:17, right? That it might be, you know, fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "Himself took our infirmities, carried away our sicknesses." Whoa. "Himself took our infirmities, carried away our sicknesses." Whoa, 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 whoa. And you've heard the story. I had a cup of Gary. I just finished taking it. And then I had to play the, all right, left hand, take the cup, right hand, try and get it. It's not there. Why? Left hand took it. So whatever has been taken, that day, so it wasn't like I've been there, and I wasn't just doing it for Bible study, himself, how do I share it next Sunday in the fellowship? Thank God I wasn't even a president of a fellowship. I never was, all right? Yes, I had opportunities to preach and teach from my second level more, you know, on campus till I was done. Yeah, but it wasn't, "Oh, next Sunday, this is my word. Next Sunday, this is my word." Nope, I didn't have all those stuff happening to me, all right? So just in case you're a preacher, you share, all right, or maybe you have a Bible study group or even house fellowship, this thing could be so tricky that you're not now learning the word to apply or to be transformed. You're not learning it for morning devotion. This is what I'll share. I'll show that today. All right, just learn the word. So it impacted me. It defined my relationship with sickness and disease. And that's, I'm talking about like 25 years ago. Have there been symptoms here and there? Yes. But this has been the foundation to fight. I'm not trying to get healed. He took my infirmities. He carried away my sicknesses. This deals with whatever sickness, whatever disease. He took our infirmities, carried away our sicknesses. Do you get that? So we'll look at it again. It says, "For these people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and then understand with their heart and be converted, and I'll heal them." I'm going to put this side by side, Proverbs chapter 4, all right, and from verse 20. It says, "My son, attend unto my words. Incline your ears unto my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." They mention the same set of organs, all right? Now, this more spiritual organs, not physical, but they mention the same set of organs, all right? Again, Proverbs 4, 20. "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my saying. Let it not depart from your eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart." So he mentions ears, eyes, and heart. Here, Jesus is saying, "For these people's heart is wax gross. Their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and be converted. So if you want to be converted, if you want to be transformed, if you want to be reprogrammed, your eyes have to see. Your ears have to hear. Your heart has to understand. Did you get that? Your eyes have to see. Your ears have to hear. So every day, by stripes, I'm healed. What are you doing? Your ears are hearing. By stripes, I'm healed. By stripes, I'm healed. By stripes, I'm healed. You take a 30-minute walk, a 10-minute pace, a 2-hour walk, if you have to. Listen, it depends on what you're dealing with. All right? Some might have a headache and say, go in the name of Jesus. All right? And then it's gone. Some else have said, oh, he said go. Let me say go, go. And it doesn't go. The person's word level might be different from yours. All right? And then the person might have known word too, but not have been consistent. So he might need to fill up a bit more. Don't forget what Jesus said in John 15. You abide in me, my words abide in you. So many of us are trying to get answers to prayer. But Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you will and it will be done unto you. You will ask whatever you will. It will be done. This will bless you. It will bless you greatly. It will bless you radically. Do you understand this place? All right. So you and I must get the place of the eyes, the ears, the heart. The eyes, the ears, the heart. The eyes, the ears, the heart. I have to see it. I have to hear it. But that means I've got to say it. Did you get that now? Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law will not depart out of your mouth. You will meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So there we don't see eyes, we don't see ears, we don't see hearts, but we could bring it up. He says, this book of law will not depart out of your mouth. The moment you say something, yeah, you hear it. You hear yourself. So how do you meditate? You've got to say, so you hear. 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 And I say, well, that's hearing. We're seeing. When you say, you also see. How come? Blue car. What happened to you? You started trying to see what the picture could look like. Big fat cat. You could picture it. Words form pictures. So when you begin to say, I'm healed in Jesus' name. I'm healed in Jesus' name. I'm healed. You're getting tired. I'm healed. You're feeling weak. I'm healed. I'm healed. Over time of saying it day in, day out, you start seeing pictures of a healthy person inside you. Same for prosperity. God makes all grace abound towards me. After a while, you start seeing. Oh, he gives his angels charge of me. You're still afraid. What's that sound? What's that sound? Every day, he gives his angels charge. What's that sound? What's that sound? He gives his angels charge of me. Once you're here, you're afraid it could be an angel. Something just switches inside you. Because you're saying it, you're hearing it. You're saying it. You're seeing it. To help to see also is you read the word. So this book of law not depart. So if you're going to say the book of the law, you've got to look at the book of the law. So eyes now officially come in there. Did you get that now? So you have eyes when you speak. You have eyes because you read the verse. Don't just say, well, I know it. Go refresh yourself. Read the verse. We have eyes again when it said that you may observe to do. Now I know I'm playing on the King James there. But the thing is, when you meditate so much on something, it becomes the only thing you see yourself doing. So you are seeing a picture of yourself doing it. Eyes will come in there again. So eyes come in because your mouth is saying it. Eyes will come in because you're reading it to refresh yourself to say it. Eyes come in because the more you reprogram yourself, you know, just establishing the first point again, your vision changes. Hallelujah. And all that is happening where? Because the heart is active. So Jesus said again in that Matthew 13:15, the B part, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, should understand with their heart, and be converted. And I should heal them. Meaning God is saying nothing will be held back from anybody that fulfills this process. No one at meditation, Joshua 1, we're told you will make your way prosperous. Meaning if you set your thoughts on something again and again, it will happen. You will make your way. You dream about millions, opportunities will come. Business ideas will come. So many people are trying to look for the money, but they are not reprogramming. Many people are reading for exams, and then they get a C. Then they read it, then they get a C. There might be a capital letter C somewhere written somewhere inside you. What did you do? You rewrite the code. You talk prosperity. You think prosperity. You picture prosperity. You talk prosperity. Till after a while, only good, only prosperity will come your way. I believe this is helping somebody. Till after a while, only good, only prosperity will come your way. Oh, come on, a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, will bring forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil treasure, will bring forth evil things. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, will bring forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil treasure, will bring forth evil things. You and I have got to give more and more attention on God's word. Glory to God. Could you just talk in tongues where you are? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kora batara batere. Monfaso soviske. Bonfrada gadaso min karagada. Just edify yourself a bit. Mano godoso verege borogo duzo vige borogo doso frendo kura batasa. Mandolo godoso membige dese. Bose tusa bofranando kose berege do. Mandolo godogo dogo dogo digerege buso verege dige verege doso. Nentasa basa bam pradagadoso. Meno non fredo godoso, vigeda gedo godoso, vigeda gede. Mando regedoso, regedese, van frada gadoso. Meno non frada gadoso, visca veregedoso. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Now speak a word. Speak one of those words you want to stay on. One of those things you want to meditate on. Speak. Glory to God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, right? You know that, okay? And you know death and life and the power of your tongue. Then you know, like we looked at in Proverbs 4, you can trap yourself by the words of your mouth. You trap yourself because Jesus said in Matthew 12, all right, you're justified by your words, you're condemned by your words. Why should I condemn myself with my own words? I got to say the right thing. You've got to say the right thing. I got to say the right thing. Please, between now and Sunday, keep speaking the right thing. All right, so go ahead and maybe take a few seconds and just align. What do I say? The right thing, the right thing. What's the right thing? Concerning your health, what's the right thing? Say, go ahead. Concerning your health. Concerning your finances, concerning your home, concerning relationship, what concerns you? What's the right thing? What's the right thing? What's the right thing? What is the right thing? Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We believe and receive. We believe and receive. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen, right? Okay, so please, I believe between now and Sunday, we would have finished the whole four. All right, especially the leaders and the workers would have finished the whole four. And please, all right, if you're watching or listening, send an email, all right, or, you know, send a message. Someone sent, you know, a comment on Spreaker wanting all four. In case you don't have it, please send an email, and you might need to add your WhatsApp number, all right, there, so that, you know, where to be sent to, okay? We can know where to send it to, please, all right? We might not be able to trace your contact from Spreaker, so we need your contact. So kindly send an email, all right? And the details, I believe, will be given unto you. Or you could even just drop your WhatsApp number there. But, I mean, that's kind of like a public space, you know. But please send an email, all right? Just and do that. So, I mean, we just want to get this whole thing across to you. And then you'll be blessed, okay, please? You will be blessed. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. So, guys, let's meditate. Let's reprogram ourselves for success. When we meditate, the Bible says we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You bring your fruit in your season. Your leaves will never wither. Whatever you do will prosper. Have a very, 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 very wonderful rest of your week. All right? If you can, join the Daily Faith Boost. Let's keep loading up. Let's keep getting blessed. Blessings. All right? See you on Sunday. Bye.